Hi, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. Hey, what do stray chickens, key lime coconut patties, and margaritas have in common? You can find them everywhere in Key West. We had come to this little island paradise to check in for the weekend, and a crane fell on a power line, causing all the power to fail. Before you could say, quick, get the beer before it warms up, the emergency generator kicked in, and things were near normal once again. They expect these things in Key West, where everyday life takes on a surreal feel. I misunderstood. I thought the crane that had caused the outage was one of those large birds, but I found out it was a piece of heavy machinery. I also found out that some people have a problem with birds in Key West, and some don't. I'm talking about the chickens. The chickens, probably descended from fighting roosters, give the place an exotic island flavor that can't be found anywhere in the U.S., with the exception of parts of Miami. So they're important to the chicken lovers, and it gives the chicken haters something to do. By my reckoning, 25% of the natives love the chickens, 25% hate them, 1% look like Ernest Hemingway, and the rest don't care. Unless you can get tipped by a chicken, because in a service-oriented town, tips count big, especially at sunset. Now, Key West is known for many things, among them sunset, which happens every day when the sun sinks into the ocean. Although the rest of us take this celestial happening for granted, this is cause for celebration among the natives of Key West, or conchs as they call themselves, because just like a dog will stare with wonder at its daily dish full of food, so do the happy conchs look on with awe as the sun sinks into the briny, just like it did yesterday. Unless, of course, the Disney ship, full of tourists, docks and blocks out the sun. The happy tippers, in flowery shirts, fly off the ships in an 8-hour race to soak up the local flavor and the margaritas before they embark for a less exotic port. They gather on the dock, which enables every sort of specialty act to earn tips, which are the lifeblood of the island. At home in Indiana, the hottest act in town is when Uncle Hobart blows smoke out of his eyelid during any family gathering. So when the trained house cats, geeks hanging upside down in straight jackets and chains, and bearded singers of Jimmy Buffett songs ply their trade, the tourists are mesmerized. This is why they came. The chickens, remember them, are a plus. Not so for some of the natives. And who are these hardy natives, these immigrants to the southernmost city in the USA? They flee the north when cold weather sets in to get a job making hats, flowers, and condoms from palm fronds to sell to the tourists. Some of them even stay to live, and some actually love their chickens. There's even a chicken store on Duval. Here's Katha, defense attorney and press agent for the celebrity chickens of Key West. And that was one in the background, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And there's another.
There's another one. Are they just waking up now? What's happening?
Yeah, they're waking up and stretching out, and they're ready to go.
Now, tell me about some of these chickens.
Bubba was the chicken catcher's personal rooster. He was formerly the... That's Bubba there. And he's a henny rooster. That means he has the feathering of a hen. He's all rooster, but he doesn't have saddle feathers or hackles like a rooster. So he's a rooster disguised as a hen.
But being in Key West would not be that strange for him.
Yeah, it's he fits right in. And in fact, we have another rooster here that actually is a transsexual rooster. He actually went from being a hen to being a rooster, which is it's something that they can do hormonally.
Did his HMO cover him for that?
Well, since there weren't any enhancements or transplants involved, he got off cheap this time.
Okay, you've got a transvestite rooster,
yeah,
clucking to a transsexual rooster. Which
no.
One is mixed up? So is there anything else unusual about this chicken?
See, does he have a dalliance? Yes, he has a dalliance.
And okay, what's that?
Well, he has a female visitor.
Oh, a dalliance. Oh, yeah. I thought it was some kind of physical thing on a chicken. But I guess it's some physical thing with a chicken.
Yeah, people get confused about the wattles, for example, and they spell them with a D. But that's actually the way you walk. It's with a wattle. Yeah.
Now, you had a chicken festival in June.
Yes. And
you were telling me that part of it was tastes like a chicken. What was that all
about?
Yeah,
well, I didn't like that name. I wanted it to be, I can't believe it's not chicken.
Ah.
That's what that would have been my preference, but they decided to go with taste like chicken. I talked them out of, however, a taste of chicken, which is how they originally raised
it. That would have been so wrong, wouldn't it?
That would have been so wrong.
Oh. Do you want to
come here, enjoy them on the streets, and then slam them on the table?
Oh, ow.
Ow.
So the people that don't like the chickens, what's their beef? Pardon the expression.
Well, some people don't like being awakened early in the morning, especially when they've had a few in the evening.
It's a party town. People stay up late. They don't want to hear the chicken crow at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, right?
Some of their worst enemies, incidentally, are people who stay up late at night making noise.
Waking up the chickens?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure it's a self-defense issue.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of running a rooster for mayor of Key West?
That would be an interesting thing. I'd like to see how many people would vote for them, especially since the chicken catcher came to learn that apparently more people want the chickens than don't want them.
So now if a coalition of the chicken people and the Hemingway cat lovers got together, would you guys get a majority on the city council?
Oh, I believe so. It's said that chickens outnumber people 4-1.
You own and operate the chicken store, and what types of things do you have down there to sell to the tourists?
Oh, we have mugs and T-shirts and a lot of local artwork and bumper stickers that say droll things, all kinds of chicken humor that's not culinary.
So could you tell us a quick chicken joke?
Well, they say, why did the chicken cross the street?
Yeah.
Because she wanted to go shopping at the chicken store. Sorry about that.
Well, oh, that's okay. We love the chickens of Key West, and we can't understand why anybody doesn't like a cool little animal like that.
Yeah, you know, when they crow in the morning, it's to tell you, look, wake up. It's time to enjoy another day in paradise. People should just relax and enjoy the sound of the chickens.
I'm sure that President Harry Truman, who loved the time he spent in Key West, would have loved the chickens because, as he said, the cluck stops here. And that's your Radio Buzz.
In Key West.